Amazon.com is going airborne with its deliveries. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this edition of Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York. Amazon.com is taking to the air with a fleet of planes, part of a broader effort to cut down its inflated shipping costs. Greg Bensinger wrote the story in the Wall Street Journal. Greg, it appears that Amazon is starting a new business. They're going to deliver packages in the air, I guess, instead of working with companies like UPS. It sort of wants to become UPS.
In a way, you're right. They've announced an agreement to lease 20 airplanes from a company called ATSG, and they hope to cut out some costs by shuttling around their own packages. Now, to be clear, these are freight planes. They'll be moving packages from one end of the country to the other, and mostly within their warehouses. And a lot of the delivery will take over from there, which may include UPS. But yeah, this is a service that UPS has. This is a service that the Postal Service has, and they're doing it themselves. It's a big change for them.
Now, it's going to be within urban centers. Is that correct?
Well, sort of. That's where their warehouses are. But if you can imagine, there's a product that you order in New York City, and it's only in a warehouse in California or Arizona. They could pay UPS to ship it from their warehouse in Arizona all the way to New York, or they could do it themselves. And that's the cost they're trying to eliminate. And they feel like they're handing margin over to their partners every time that they have to ship it for them, and so this is a way for them to lower those costs, which has been a rising expense for them over the years.
And also, it's been sort of an embarrassment to Amazon.com, especially after Christmas a couple of years ago when a lot of packages got to their destinations late.
Sure, they did have some troubles with their partners. Look, anytime you rely on a third party, you know, it's that old expression, if you want it done right, do it yourself. And so Amazon feels that they can take some of the question out of and the uncertainty out of the shipping when they can do it themselves. So that's what this deal will achieve in some respect. They'll still have to rely on their carrier partners in large respect. You can imagine this will not help them get packages to many rural areas, and so they'll have to rely on UPS for things like that. But yeah, this could make a big dent.
I understand from your article that eventually Amazon wants to make it so that they charge other shippers to ferry the packages and drop off the merchandise.
It sort of makes sense. If they feel like they can make a buck while they're doing it themselves and saving on their own packages, well, why not? And once they get good at this, they could potentially turn it into a business in its own right, and that's a new revenue stream, and I'm sure investors would love to see that come into play.
This deal with air transport is going to help Amazon develop its Prime membership. How is that exactly going to work?
Well, it's because of the Prime guarantee of two-day delivery, and so they feel like when you're relying on someone else and you have a guarantee, bad things can happen. And in this way, they can control the flow of packages and merchandise more closely. And so when they guarantee something that's going to be 2 days, and it's the scenario like I laid out before where packages are spread out and you need to get it across the country quickly to get it there in 2 days, they can just do it themselves rather than turn it over to UPS, which may have different schedules and may have different needs.
Now, how long is this deal with ATSG?
It's about 5 years, but you can imagine they might extend it, and we'll look out for more financial details. They haven't released that.
Greg Bensinger of the Wall Street Journal, thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
And you can check us out at Twitter on WSJ Podcasts. Also, subscribe to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Thanks for listening. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.